OneWorldTravel.com is your place for show archives, travel news, sponsor links, and so much more. You can also connect with Robert and Mary and the RM World Travel Show team. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
As we transition our way into the G-Block now on this February 8th, everyone, with Valentine's Day ahead this upcoming week, well, we have got a recipe for you. We're about to travel the world from your own kitchen, and we're sponsored by TravelGuard.com/Karen.
Because sudden changes, unknown situations, and world happenings could compromise your plans, whether your next adventure is a long or short getaway, maybe it's an international trip or even domestic, do what we do and get protected, and you can do that at TravelGuard.com/Karen.
You absolutely can. Listen, you heard us talking last hour with Donna Regis Prosper, the Secretary General of the Caribbean. She even said, have travel insurance. Packing a Travel Guard travel insurance plan is one of the best things you can do for successful travel. It safeguards you against many unknowns that can create issues, including trip cancellations, interruptions and delays, lost or delayed baggage, translation services, prescription replacement. You could have medical expenses and evacuations covered, work-related cancellations, passport or ticket replacement, roadside assistance. You're going to have somebody available to you 24/7 and a lot more, so go get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com/carry before you travel, or find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, if you live in Cincinnati or around that area of our country, you probably know Chef Jose Salazar's restaurants. He's a James Beard nominee known for his inventive fusion of Latin America and modern American cuisine. Born in Colombia and raised in Queens, New York, his career has been shaped by some of the world's top chefs, including Jean Georges, Thomas Keller, and Jeffrey Zakarian. Chef Jose is joining us now for today's Travel the World from Your Own Kitchen segment.
Chef Jose, welcome to America's number one travel radio show.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you.
We are excited to have you aboard, and this recipe you brought, I think the audience is going to love today. So I want to start this way with you. Certainly your background, very impressive. Mary and I were out in Cincinnati back in August for an event, and I know that city has deep roots in the pork industry going back over years. So pork, it's just like a given. It has to be somewhere on the menus. From what we know, you fuse a lot of your cuisine. You like to mix culture. So I want you to talk with us about that and, you know, how you also incorporate some of your Latin roots into your menus.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Porkopolis is the nickname for Cincinnati.
Yes, it is. So talk a little bit about how you incorporate some of your Latin roots into the menus.
Yeah, certainly. At our restaurant, Mita's, it's named after my grandmother, so we called her Mamita and shortened it for Mita or to Mita, and then so we named the restaurant after her. So there's certainly a lot of Colombian influence there. But coming up in kitchens, I worked for chefs like Thomas Keller and Jeffrey Zakarian, most of my training was in French technique or, you know, Italian cookery. So I had to teach myself how to actually cook some of this stuff, believe it or not. That was, you know, part of my heritage because as a professional, like I said, I just wasn't exposed to Latin cooking. Mm-hmm. But it was really interesting because I would call my family in Colombia and say, hey, can you walk me through how to make an empanada? So it was really interesting, and it gave me a lot of insight into my background, you know?
So, Chef, I saw a great quote of yours, and I do want to get to the recipe in a minute, but I just want to ask you this. I'm going to paraphrase it. I think I saw it in a magazine. It's something to the effect of that your goal for guests who dine in your restaurants is to make them feel like they're on vacation for a few hours. And I think that is such a fabulous sentiment coming from a chef. Share what you mean by that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think so much of the reasons we go out is to be transported, right? To, you know, we can all cook at home. We know that the access to recipes that we have at our fingertips, the home cook is better and better every day. But why I personally want to go to a restaurant is for the experience, for everything, not just the food, but the ambiance, the music, the service, the decor, everything, you know, I think really ties in. And so for those few hours that you're there, you should want to be transported, and the restaurant should make you feel that way.
Yeah, and I love your point about that it's more than just, of course, it's the food, but it is the whole experience.
Well, it's defining, actually, the travel the world from your own kitchen, because food and connections we all have
and
for
just
travel.
The whole and transport,
I agree with that.
So, all right, let's get on to this recipe, which I'm sure everyone listening is eagerly awaiting. Our team is going to post the recipe for our listeners on our show website and at RM World Travel on our Facebook page with Valentine's Day ahead. This is a recipe anyone can make and everyone can enjoy. So go ahead and just share a couple of details about what you brought for us today.
It's so easy, and it really is that combination of French technique with Latin flavors. So chocolate mousse, right? One of the easiest desserts to make. I'm not a pastry chef, but I do think that everyone should have the ability to make a few simple desserts, and chocolate mousse is one of those. It's very few ingredients, chocolate and cream, essentially. And then I topped it with a mango sauce, a mango coulis. And really, it's about half an hour of active time. So if you have, you know, half an hour to spare and you want to impress somebody for Valentine's Day, I think this is the perfect recipe.
Well, and it can be made a night ahead and put in the fridge. It'd still be okay the next day?
Absolutely, yes. And those are the best recipes, too, is the ones that you can make ahead of time. So you have more time to spend with your loved one.
Exactly.
It might even be actually a little better. I mean, but listen, I was just going to tell you folks again, you know, as you said, chocolate mousse with mango and fresh strawberries. I mean, come on. I mean, Valentine's Day, let's be honest. I mean, that just sounds delicious. So we want everybody out there, if you make this, you know, to share with us at rmworldtravel.com. Man, send your photos to us. So you can do that through social or on the website, and we will share them as well with Chef Jose. So thank you for bringing that. Appreciate that. By the way, I also thought very classy, a little sprig of mint at the top.
Yes.
Like that as well.
Very festive looking.
So, you know, Chef Jose, you've worked with some top chefs, as you mentioned, you know, in some of the finest restaurants in the country. So besides the skills that you've learned from them, I would also enjoy hearing, you know, what inspires you as a chef. I think it says a lot about you that you keep innovating and work to grow in your field.
Well, basically, I think you just touched upon it. I think the innovation, the creativity is really what drives me. I am constantly thinking about new dishes, new techniques. You know, and so I think the adage that you can't teach an old dog new tricks doesn't really play out when it comes to restaurants and cooking. I'm so just excited every day to go into work and think about what am I going to do today to make my guests happy. So that's really what keeps driving me. I love what I do. I love putting smiles on people's faces, and I'm just blessed to be able to do that day in and day out.
I'd like to get your opinion briefly on when people are hosting parties. It's big game weekend this weekend. Food's usually more casual, but people are certainly going to be hosting parties and feeding people. But just in general, any advice to hosts who plan on doing their own cooking when they're serving a group of people?
I think it was, going back to the chocolate mousse, it's try to do as much as you can in advance so you have that time to spend with your friends and family. You know, I think one of the biggest mistakes that people make when planning a party is cramming in too much the day of, and then you're stuck in the kitchen and you can't really interact with your friends. So
yeah, it's frustrating.
So, yeah, just okay. Planning ahead. That's mm-hmm. I mean, that's so critical in whether it be home cooking or restaurant cooking.
Well, I would say, yeah. Chef Jose, in life in general, right? I mean, rather than being a last-minute Larry, it's always good to be, you know, whenever you can be.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. It gets rid of, I always like to say, less agita in my life, the better. So the more I can do in advance, I appreciate that. I do have a question before we get to the last question with you. I want to go back to this recipe. I know what we were shared, this is a milk chocolate mousse recipe. But for folks that prefer dark chocolate, or if somebody has an allergy or something and they can't use the heavy cream, and they want it, or the whole milk, and they're going to substitute an almond milk or something. Can you use dark chocolate?
You certainly can use dark chocolate. As far as substituting milks, I don't know that you would have the same success in terms of getting it light and airy because you need to whip some of that cream. But I think you could try, and it just might be a little bit denser. It might be more like a pudding.
Like a pudding, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, interesting.
Yeah.
Last thing that we will ask you, you know, we were told, we mentioned, you know, Mary and I, we were out there in Cincinnati where you certainly have a great location, but you know, we were told that you've got a new restaurant that's going to be opening. I think it's coming sometime later in the summer, but we do have folks listening around the country. Tell people a little bit about it, you know, where it's going to be and what we can expect.
Yeah, it's called Salazar. So we actually had a 10-year run in another location, but we outgrew it. So we're moving to a much larger location, and this one is going to be right near the city center, directly across the street from our other restaurant, Nita's. It's focused on seasonality, fresh ingredients, local ingredients primarily, and it's a, you know, conceptually new American. So it's a blend of lots of different cuisines and cultures. And like I said, we had a 10-year run. People were really sad to see it go, but are excited to see us reopening.
Well, and again, you
and right across the street from the other one.
So we know Chef Jose is going to be running back and forth.
Yeah.
But also, you know, it's also a great place with summer coming to go to Cincinnati, see the Great American Ballpark, and catch a game there because it's a terrific location.
It's a great
right there
city. Yeah,
front.
We had a lot of fun last year.
Cincinnati's great in the summer.
It really, no question. So Chef Jose, really appreciate your time today, folks. I want to let you know you can connect with him yourself in the restaurants on all of his social channels at Chef Jose Salazar. And again, the recipe we're going to be putting on our Facebook page and at rmworldtravel.com as well. Chef Jose, have a great weekend.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it very much.
Yeah, take care.
All right, Mary, this recipe, whether I personally like the dark chocolate versus the milk, that's me.
So I like milk. I'm a milk chocolate person. And with mousse, I think milk chocolate works better. But just be careful when you fold it in. Fold it in slowly. Get it all so it's nice and airy.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody out there. All right, coming up next, it is The Right Stuff as Rudy reconnects with the show. Then today's J-Block will be the museum galleries. We check in with the Indiana State Museum. Three more segments to go, everybody. Don't touch that channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.